Was it a clash at the castle or was it a flop at the castle? Me and CJ will get into it on this episode of the Thank God for Wrestling podcast. What is up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Thank God for Wrestling podcast. I am host one of two, Johnny King.
Two of two, CJ McClure.
And today, guys, we're going to be talking about slash reviewing, giving our thoughts on Clash at the Castle and then the storylines coming out of that. We're just going to get into it. Undisputed WWE Championship match, Styles versus Rhodes. CJ, what were your thoughts, bro?
I thought it was a solid opener. It's been a not too long since we've gotten an I Quit match. Correct me if I'm wrong. I think the last one we got was between Edge and Finn Balor in Extreme Rules. And what was that, September, October of 2022? Getting into tangents early, you know, they talked about how AJ Styles 4-0 or was 4-0 in I Quit matches. And I was thinking to myself, trying to fact check that, I was like, he's only been in one in the WWE against Shinsuke, until Michael Cole said, "Oh no," he said, "one in WWE, the other three in other promotions." So thought it was just cool that he's acknowledging that, you know, like stuff outside of WWE. I think continues to go to show that, you know, WWE is a little more lenient now, not as strict and sticklers when it comes to mentioning other companies. So I thought that was cool. Honestly, man, and I mean this in the best way, this kind of gave me AEW vibes, but just better that this match did. You know, I'm not gonna go. Yeah, like I'm not gonna go as far as say like it was absolutely hardcore. But I guess just with like the belt, with AJ's belt, like beating Cody's back, and just the chain and the handcuffs, like it just kind of reminded me of some stuff that Cody has done in AEW. Specifically, it reminded me of when Cody took those 10 lashes. I forgot the whole storyline behind that, but when he just had to take 10 lashes to the back, that's what the belt reminded me of. And I don't know, like it just for some reason reminded me of just like some hardcore matches that AEW's done, but it was just better. It was just a better story and a little more structure. Oh, but I thought it was a solid opener. I genuinely did.
Yeah. I agree with that. Yeah, I don't know. I guess I just had too high expectations for this. Like, I wish they would have went deeper into, like, the relationship him and Cody used to have with each other in Japan. I don't know. I mean, the match was good. I like that they involved Cody's mom, because we also saw her get involved in the Brock match. Yeah, it was a good opener. I'm glad that they opened with this and decided to save the Drew match for the main event. That's what I was hoping they were going to do, because I was like, Drew in Scotland, you have to put him in the main event. So yeah, this definitely set the tone for the pay-per-view. The only thing is, like, I feel like with this and then the main event were like the only two high points, really. I mean, we're going to get into the IC Championship match, but like, I just felt very not interested after this match was over. I was like, okay, so, and I don't know, bro. If I'm booked, like, I miss when WWE used to throw us crazy curveballs, when they weren't afraid to flop the championship around. Because this would have been a perfect time for AJ to beat Cody and then just have Cody chase back into SummerSlam or Survivor Series or something.
Well, and to briefly talk about, you know, like, kind of what you just said, the curveball. I mean, there's always the element of surprise, right? I mean, like, we've talked about how predictability at times isn't a bad thing. With the exception of really like one or two matches on this card, it was pretty predictable. Well, that's not true. Half the card was pretty predictable. You know, there was a curveball, which we'll get into, at least for me. And then the others were kind of up in the air. What I'm getting at with this, I feel like I'm rambling very early. Even with WWE, always expect the unexpected. So I get what you're saying. Like, if AJ would have won, that would have sent shockwaves. Like, because I mean, most 90% of the wrestling community was expecting Cody to win. But I just feel like even in this era, ran by Triple H, even though he was from the Attitude Era, I feel like they've wanted to take a step back away from like hot potatoing the title, and not even just the WWE title, like any title for that matter. Like, I can't think of another time that WWE has done that with any championship since Sasha Banks and Charlotte's rivalry back in 2016. Because it was literally Charlotte won the title back on pay-per-view, Sasha win it back on Raw. You know, they just kept going back and forth. Which again, it's your preference, right? It depends on what you like. You know, like is that they did that in the Attitude Era with The Rock and Mankind. You know, they kept hot potatoing the title back and forth. On one hand, people think it's devaluing the title. On the other hand, people say no, they're killing each other for it. Like, I mean, they are going to war for it. That's why it keeps going back and forth. So yeah, I get what you're saying because Cody is a better chaser. Do I think he's boring? Not necessarily, but I do think he's a better chaser. You know, even this, what is this, only like 2 to 3 months into his reign? But I have a good question for you because you're one of the people that thinks Cody's boring. How did you feel about Cody's aggression in this match? Especially, how did you feel that he still hit AJ with the steps even after he won
Yeah,
the match?
bro, I liked that. I liked that. That was great. I liked that. I knew it was gonna happen. It was almost like when Batista said I quit, and then John Cena still put him through the car or whatever, like on top of the car or whatever, when they were on top of the car, put him through the table. What is it? What was it? Something like that.
Over the limit.
And then, or like when Matt said I quit, and then Jeff still jumped on him at WrestleMania.
Yeah. Or in 2005 when JBL said I quit and John Cena still hit him with like the big semi-truck pipe through a window or whatever it was. I remember that match too.
But I mean, I thought the match was good. I think AJ's headed to AEW, bro. I think he is, or maybe TNA, so he can still flop back between WWE and TNA. But I don't know. I have a feeling he's gonna want to have a match with like Kenny and like Will before he retires and stuff. Cause he on that's he only has like two, 3 more years max, bro. So
Yeah,
this
man.
I could honestly see this being his last match in WWE. Cause where do we go with AJ from here?
Not sure.
Like who is his next feud? That's the thing. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, they could try and crank out some dream matches, you know, if he really is gonna want to leave. I mean, they did announce today though that AJ will be wrestling. I forgot who he's wrestling, so you have to look this up. But he is wrestling at like some Japan wrestling
Oh
event that is
yeah, I've
outside
seen that.
WWE.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah.
I've seen that.
So with the exception of like when WWE did tours of Japan, like we're doing live events back in 2016, this is the first time he's wrestled in Japan that's not WWE associated. Since like early 2016, because I think in early 2016, that's when Kenny Omega and all the and whoever was in the Bullet Club at the time kicked him out of the Bullet Club. That was his last match, and then he debuted at the Royal Rumble match. Excuse me.
Yeah. I just feel like he's done all he can do in WWE, at least of right now. Unless they were to move him to Raw, he might have more challenges on Raw, but then again it's like it's not really much for him to do. I don't want him to go down to NXT with the OC. That just if they if that's the, just release him if you're gonna send him to NXT, bro. No point for that. But yeah, man, I think we're gonna see AJ and AEW for the end of the year though. I don't know when his contract is up though, so I can't say that for sure.
Yeah, I don't know either. I feel like I saw somewhere like his contract is coming to an end this year. I just can't remember when. I don't know. Like, I'm not trying to badmouth AEW because I do respect them, even despite their clunkiness at times, but
Nah, let's be
they're
honest. AEW sucks at what they do. I'm gonna be, I'm a They, bro, they had it at one point. They had it. 2021 and 20, like 2020, 2021, 2022, AEW had it. They had it, bro. But
Oh,
now
I
it's
think
just the big.
they had it from the start. I mean, when they started off, I mean, they struck it while it was hot.
Just a big cluster of nothingness. They don't have any stories. They just put on matches that don't mean anything. I don't know, man. I don't know.
That's a separate video, but where I was going at it was just, and really now what you just said, I think you'll agree that I just feel like AJ would just be. It's like if I came to you, be like, "Hey man, what do you think of my girlfriend?" And you see it, you're like, "You could do better." Like that's what I think
Yeah,
of when I see AJ going to AEW.
He'd be lost in the shuffle for sure. No doubt. But it's just like, I don't know. We'll have to see, man. We'll have to see.
Love to see. I do agree with you on one thing though. I think like 3 years, I think AJ has until he retires. And I also just think, I mean, I don't know much about his personal life, but I mean, but the man's got 4 kids. He probably wants to be around a little more.
Yeah, for sure. I think his son plays baseball or football, something like that. Baseball, I
Yeah,
believe.
I haven't looked too much into it. I just know he has children, but
Women's Tag Team Championships. Bianca and Jade, Alba and Isla, Shayna and Zoe. Yeah, man. I thought for sure they were still gonna have Bianca and Jade retain, for sure.
same. And but I want to say before we even get into the result of the match, this match was much better than I thought it was going to be, and I enjoyed it more than I thought I would.
For sure.
I actually really did kind of like the story of how Jade and Bianca were dominating, and like all four women like formed alliance, and they're just jumping to them. And then of course the alliance lasted so long. There were a couple mistakes in the match, you know, when Jay tried to springboard, but dude, mistakes happen. So I mean, you just, I mean, I think Jade recovered well. The fact that she just kept going, you know, like her and I forgot who she tried to hit the move on when she did the springboard, but I know they both improvised very well, you know, like instead of letting it linger. But one thing I feel like I definitely got to address, Jade tapped out. That had to have been a mistake.
I don't know. See. I don't think it was a tap out. You know how like when Shawn used to do it a lot, they're not tapping out, but they're just trying to get their momentum back.
Yeah, but they're getting into
And
it. Like it was kind of immediate.
I just think that she wasn't thinking. She wasn't thinking, and she was trying. I don't know. I don't think it was a, I don't know if it was, I don't think it was a tap out. It did look like a tap out though, but I don't think it was meant to be a tap out.
Yeah, I mean, and I'm sure you're right. Like, I'm sure, like, if they lost, but there's no way they would have Jade tap out, and that's how they would lose the titles.
Yeah, no way.
I don't think. Well, I do think that Michael Cole, the commentators Cole and Corey and Wade Barrett, they played it off well. Whether they
Yeah,
knew
they
that was
did.
going to
They
happen
did.
or
They
not,
did.
whether they knew that was going to happen or not, they're like, did she tap? Like, well, luckily, so and so referee wasn't there to see it, which is true. He was not in the angle to see it happen. He was behind Jade. So, I mean, they played it off well. So, I mean,
Okay, maybe I don't know, bro. I'm watching it right now. Maybe she did tap. It looks like a tap,
that's what I'm
bro.
saying. Like, I mean, again, like you said, she probably wasn't thinking, just another genuine mistake, but like, it looked like, you
Yeah,
know,
it looks like
like
a
that.
tap, bro. It looks like a
Right. So, I mean, but nonetheless, I mean, I actually really enjoyed this match. I mean, I enjoyed it more than I thought I would. I did not think that Alba and Ela were gonna win. Am I saying her name right wrong again? Isla?
Isla,
Isla. My fault. Elia is on Raw. But I wasn't expecting them to win, especially the way that they did. I mean, I do like that they almost kind of quote unquote stole the victory, if you will. But just the amount of time that there was from the big move being hit and then they stole the pin, I wasn't expecting. I didn't think that was going to happen the way that it did. But just seeing everyone in Scotland standing up as they took the cover, and then 1, 2, 3, and then like the pop that they got. I mean, good for them, man. I don't think they're going to be hold the title for long. They'll probably drop it back in Money in the Bank. But good for them. The match was fun. The match was good. I appreciate that Jaden Bianca weren't the ones that were pinned. So I mean, like, did they win? No, but like to quote Finn Balor, there was a winner that walked out with the title. There was a loser, the one that got pinned. Well, Jay and Bianca, yes, they lost their titles, but they weren't pinned or submitted. So
And I think that's where the story can continue.
yeah.
I
So
just
yeah,
didn't think they were gonna
I
have them
was
drop the titles at
yeah.
all. But I
No,
mean, they
same.
are from Scotland, Alba and Ela, they're from Scotland. So I guess it was like a good moment for them. So I guess we get a SummerSlam rematch. Money in the Bank rematch. I don't know, because there's no way they're gonna do the Jade and Bianca match before Mania, right? way.
I feel like right now I'm really thinking they'll just run the titles back, and then
Yeah.
like I said, seeds and the build will be planning probably in the late fall, early winter.
Gotta be, gotta be. All right. Intercontinental Championship, Sami Zayn versus Chad Gable. I thought for sure Chad was gonna walk out of here champion, man.
Unpopular opinion, match of the night. It honestly kind of gave me vibes. I know this is gonna be a bit of a stretch of a comparison, but just hear me out. It just kind of gave me vibes of Shawn Michaels and Kurt Angle, just in the sense of how, like, yeah, you can argue Sammy is a technical wrestler. I mean, because it's not like he's a powerhouse or anything, but obviously Chad is more technically sound. I mean, there's a reason people call him like the modern day Kurt Angle. And just seeing Sammy try to, like, not try, but like seeing Sammy do headlocks and do the chain wrestling, like in the beginning of the match and even at other points in the match, it just reminded me of that. Because, when Shawn and Kurt Angle had their WrestleMania match, Shawn was trying to beat Kurt at his own game, to get frustrated. So I really like that. Love the story continuing to be told within Alpha Academy. Just. I don't want to compare to the Bloodline because I feel like that's blasphemy. But I
That
mean, but
is
you obviously,
crazy.
right? But like, but you gotta see similarities, right?
Oh,
Of like, I
for
mean,
sure. Betrayal, power, yeah,
right?
for sure.
Yeah, just narcissism, and is he gonna turn? Is he gonna stand up? Who knows the Maxine man? I know she's not for real hurt, but like, good on, give her her flowers for taking the bump.
That's
Doing
what I'm
her part
saying,
of the story.
bro. Maxine is good at what she does. Like, she's the
I mean,
perfect role.
she's done great. Yeah, she's done
Yeah.
great character work in this storyline. And
I
I'll say, man, don't mean to cut you off.
No, you're
When
good.
Gable hit the Chaos Theory suplex, that was a
Damn,
pretty
I
close
bro, I
that
thought that
was a
was
pretty
it.
close kick out.
I thought that
Yeah,
was it, bro.
that
I
kick
thought
out
that
was
was it.
close.
I thought that was it, I'm not gonna lie. Yeah, man. All right, supposedly the first people that the Wyatt Six is coming after is Chad Gable. Or the first person they're coming after is Chad Gable. Did you see that?
I didn't see that. Well, I saw the obvious. I mean, how can you not see the messages and such? And I did do the QR code, which obviously I sent to you today, personally. I mean, obviously they gotta tax somebody to make the presence known, but why would it be Chad is my question.
That's what I'm saying. But apparently, in something that they some Wyatt Six thing that came out, there was the initial CG hidden. And everybody was like, oh, well, that is their first victim, Chad Gable. Whether they're just gonna attack him or if they're gonna continue a story with them, I don't know. I don't know, man. But back to the match. The match was, I mean, like, it's Chad Gable and Sami Zayn. The match was great.
I stand by it being match of the night, personally.
I just wish that Chad would have won. But people are saying we're gonna get the Chad and Creed brothers stable. And I saw someone say, like, what if we got Angle to come back and manage them? That would be crazy. That would be great. That would be great. But then it's like, what do we do with Otis and Maxine? Are they just alone? They need someone.
I could see you true. I mean, you're right. They do need someone. I mean, I could see Sammy temporarily aligning them himself with
Oh, true,
them.
true, 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 true,
Yeah,
true,
so like
true,
it can be Sammy, Tozawa, and Otis versus Gable and the Creeds,
true, true, true.
Maxine in their corner, potentially Angle in their corner. And I think they could cook in that match because the Creed brothers are basically just variants of Kurt Angle from another
Oh,
universe,
literally, they're like Kurt Angle's long lost offspring, dude.
for real. And I mean, obviously Gable's a great wrestler. I mean, Tozawa is actually very athletic. I mean,
He's
I
always
love his.
great. He
Oh
just
yeah.
he's just Tozawa, bro. Not
No,
there's
yeah,
no one
like
on the
he's
roster
not
like him, so
right. Like, I mean, right. I mean, his it, like because of his size and like his weight and such, he's not gonna be WrestleMania main eventer, but he is a good athlete. Like, you
yeah.
give him time, he can put on a good match. And Otis is very athletic for his size, and people are getting so behind him because of the story. He's getting good reactions from the crowd. So, I mean, there's a lot of avenues I really feel like they can go. Like, I did think Gable was going to win too, but I'm not mad about the outcome because now, like, it keeps you wondering what's next for Chad because it looks like he's about to lose his mind. Like, him and Drew, not to get ahead of ourselves, but it's like they're about to lose it. Like, they're about to hijack the show, because they're so hell-bent on getting those titles.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, for Drew getting you know who, which we'll get to in a minute, but.
All right, Bailey versus Piper Nevin.
So
I
I will admit,
mean,
I did space out here and there in this match, like checking my phone. But for the most part, I was entertained. Chelsea Green's hilarious, man. That's all I gotta say.
she needs a solo run and she needs to win a women's title. Or next year she needs to win Queen of the Ring, one of the two.
I think she could take the Queen of the Ring and run. Then maybe even Miss Money in the Bank too.
That is,
So yeah,
oh, that's true. That's true. That's
she's
true.
she Chelsea's hilarious though. I hope she can convince Matt Cardona. Or not, Zack Ryder, whatever you want to call him, to
Yeah.
come back. I'm not gonna lie. I started to think, I'm like, okay, well, Isla and why am I forgetting her name?
Oh, Alba.
Isla and Alba one. Like, who's to say Piper doesn't get her moment tonight too? They have a rematch of Money. Bailey wins it. They could have a rubber match on SmackDown. Bailey closes it because the Money match at SummerSlam is Bailey and Nia Jax. It is what it is. It's just the fact of the matter. But I was like, who's to say Piper doesn't get her moment tonight? Just the moment, and then she drops it off, drops the title. But she didn't, is what it is. Kind of, I mean, she obviously was getting cheered for the match, but did not get that much of an ovation when she came out. And that kind of made me feel a little bad for her. Like, I know I said I'm not a fan of her, but it's like, man, like she's in her home country. Like, excuse me, Chelsea even said, I don't know if it was just like if she already planned on saying this or if she's meant it, but was saying to character. Like, I remember doing the interview, she's like, she's from your country, come on, like. So, I mean, I don't know, like, I'm not trying to shame them, and like, Scotland, come on, like, that's. She's one of you guys. Like, she's from your turf, your territory. Again, she was obviously cheered for in the match, like during it, but I called it, man. I mean, they said the hey, Bailey. Ooh. So rip Piper for that. I also didn't think the match was gonna end the way it did, with kind of like the crucifix pin of like Bailey essentially just out wrestling her. Which again, kind of like you said, curveball in a sense, but I'm not saying this match was like absolutely dog water, but it's just when ranking the matches from like worst to best, I mean, I would say this is the worst.
Yeah, I just don't. If I'm Piper Nevin, I'm mad that I didn't win. Because Alba and Isla won. What really is gonna make a difference if you put the bet on me and not on Bailey, right? Because we don't really hear a lot from the women's championship in general. So it's like just put it on Piper. She'll lose it like next month, but just give her the moment. Yeah, I mean, like it wouldn't have changed anything. She Bailey could just want it back, have Money in the Bank or SmackDown, honestly. So yeah, man, I did feel kind of bad for Piper. I'm not gonna lie,
No,
but I
honestly,
guess it's
same here. Like, I was like, I do kind of wish she got her moment, but it is what it is.
the name of the game, man.
Yeah, I mean, like to quote Undertaker, you just do business. Whether
Literally, they
whether
tell
you
you what
agree
to
with it,
do,
whether you,
you say okay.
yeah, and I mean, in whatever the plan was, right? We don't know the behind the scenes. I mean, if Piper just did it without any complaints, and even if she did have any objections, if she just respectfully said him, they said no, Piper, we're going this direction. If she said I disagree, but obviously I'm going to comply. Has a backbone, but still agrees to disagree. Like, you're so respected for that, in this industry. You
Yeah,
know,
for sure.
that's something Undertaker told Chris Jericho. He's like, I don't want to do this. What I do, he was like, just do it. He was like, you think I didn't want to do a lot of matches in my career? He's like, look at my first handful of WrestleMania matches. They were duds.
Yeah,
He's like, but
literally.
I did it. He's like, you will be respected for doing it.
Yeah.
So again, we don't know the behind the scenes. So kudos for Piper, obviously going through with it. But this will probably be our biggest talking point in our next transition. Main event, Damian Priest defending the World Heavyweight Championship against Drew McIntyre. This was easily the loudest the crowd was all night, which is on that note.
For sure.
I am not trying to crap on Scotland by any means. Well, first off, before I even get to the crowd, did the arena that they were in seem very small to you?
See, I don't know. I thought it was outside, but apparently it was closed.
Well, so let's go back even before that. I remember when they were in Glasgow years ago for a Raw, a Monday Night Raw. And if I remember correctly, it looked like they were in a stadium for it. And I have to go back and watch that episode from 2016. But if I remember correctly, it looked like they were in a stadium. And then when I saw that they were in this arena, and I was like, and they said 11,000 people. First off, I didn't believe that number. I was like, there's no way this 11,000 people. Like this is giving me flashbacks of like In Your House pay-per-views right now. Because of just how small it looked, which apparently they had about the same amount of numbers as Backlash did. So I mean, that's kind of crazy to me. But I don't know. It threw me off initially. I was like, it looks so small right now. I was like, why were they not in an arena 8 years ago? Could they not? Would it cost them too much money to go to that arena? Because I think they would have sold out if not gotten 80, 90, I mean 90% of it filled. I mean, it's Scotland, it's Europe. You know, we talk about how all the time how they're better fans than us.
It definitely did not feel like the last class at the castle, that's for sure.
No, they're just, but yeah, I mean, easily the loudest the crowd was all night. I mean, I'm looking at it right now. It says WWE displayed a decibel meter to show the crowd cheering at 100 decibels. I mean, obviously that's very evident. I mean, the entrance was hype. Wish they would have brought back Broken Dreams.
Bro,
I think I
bro,
understand why they didn't.
bro. It was the perfect chance, dude.
And it was like for the full entrance, it was. I feel like the reason they didn't pull the trigger was just because when Drew and Roman faced 2 years ago, Clash at the Castle, obviously he didn't come out to it, but there was kind of like that prelude to the main entrance of just the playing Broken Dream, showing him like how he started off in his career and then to now, which is still cool. You know, cool to see Broken Dreams return in that aspect, but
I was sad. I was
it
really
just would have been.
sad.
It would have been cool to see the full entrance though, just one more time.
Because that song is so good, bro.
It really
The song is
is.
so good, dude. It's so
Just when it
good.
was playing on repeat and SmackDown versus Raw, I mean, that was like a classic.
So good, dude. That was the perfect chance. I mean, I'm not, obviously, I don't pull the trigger, but. I don't know, man. Maybe I was talking to my brother about it. He said maybe Drew didn't want it to come back, you know? Which
Which
if it
that's
was his
I can
choice,
respect.
then okay.
I can respect that. I know some wrestlers don't want to keep rehashing the past, but I mean, you could tell Drew was hyped. I mean, bro's back home, you know. I mean, and when he, you know, and after he was soaking up all the moments, said to Priest, where he was like, "Come on out here, you." So, I mean, like, I mean, that's still him staying in character, but you could hear it in his voice. He was excited. The match was good, man. I think it was a good main event. It was hype. I mean, like, I liked just how after facing off, and then Priest like does this holding the title, facing the crowd at a different angle. Drew just cuts him off and stands right in front of him. So really like that. I mean, just they were going 1,000 miles per hour starting out of the gate. But here's a quick question: when Priest got his ankle caught in the rope, you don't think that was planned, do you? Because if it
No, I think he
wasn't
was
planned.
hurt. I think he actually got hurt. Because
Yeah,
that's
so I
what I've
saw a rumor.
seen.
Yeah, I did see a rumor that he got injured, which see, I didn't know if I believed that at first because, you know, I saw like it looked like he wasn't selling like with his leg. And then the ref came up to him and then he pushed the ref. So I was like, dude, there's no way they wouldn't do that unless if it was in script. At least the pushing the ref part, you know. Like I know obviously there's been a couple times like the wrestlers and ref weren't on the same page and they did get a little heated, i.e. Chris Jericho and Charles Robinson. But I was like, there's no way. I mean, like, if he was checking up on you, why would you push him away? Just say I'm fine. But I where I'm going at with the rope spot is because it looked like Drew was gonna come and help Priest get out, but then he started punching him and kicking him. So I was like, okay, well, that if that wasn't planned, that was pretty good improvising.
Yeah, for sure. This match was, I think, the best for the last 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Best for the last 10 minutes, for sure.
I feel like, I guess to kind of add on what you say, I feel like the beginning and the end were the best parts. Some
I don't know.
spots in the middle were good.
Yeah, I've never really been a big Damian fan, but I will say he is improving.
Definitely.
For sure. But I don't know. Whenever, I don't know, dude. Sometimes I can't just get past. I feel like when he does promos, he tries too hard and it comes off like as a robot. I don't know how to explain it.
You and I talked about this already. I don't think it's what he's saying is good. It's just how
How
he's
he
saying
says it.
it. Yeah, like it's almost like when he all of the Judgment Day were together, before he became world champ, his promos were fine. I mean, they weren't S tier, but they were fine. Like he was gonna get by. They weren't bad. We weren't complaining about it. We weren't nitpicking it like we are now. But yeah. He's in the middle on promos again. What he's saying, perfectly fine. It's just it's his delivery. I do think he's rising to the occasion as far as like meeting the main event. I
Yeah,
mean,
for
like,
sure, for sure. He can put on a good match.
yeah.
Like, especially him and Drew have similar styles, both hard hitters.
Him and Drew have some chemistry, man.
Yeah, they do for sure. Especially when they were training blows back and forth. I thought it was just, I thought it was great. It's just the ending, man. The ending, the ending, the ending, man. We said we predicted it was gonna happen. We just didn't know how it was gonna happen. And it happened, Punk.
Yes, but were you not a fan of him pretending to be a ref?
See, I don't know. 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 I'm still indifferent, bro. I don't know, dude. Because it's like, I kind of wish they would have just had him like interfere differently. Because like a ref bump, cool. Oh my God, who's going to be the next ref? Oh my God, CM Punk. Ah, oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. He doesn't see him. Oh my God. He stops counting at two. Oh my God. Oh no. Like, I would rather have just seen like a heel CM Punk in Scotland just come out and do something else to cost Drew the win. But I did like when CM Punk kicked him and then he like brotherly shoved his face, bro. That was crazy. That was crazy.
That
I thought that was
was
great.
heelish.
I thought
That
that was
was
great.
heelish.
That gave me flashbacks to like 2011 CM Punk.
Yeah, so this match and Punk being a ref is what I actually got that spoiled for me. Not that I saw like the full clip and stuff, but like I did see just like the screenshot of like Punk, like this saying it was a two count, dressed as a ref, and I was like, why is he the referee? Did they make it special guest last minute? That was kind of the anticipator for me. Which very quickly on the topic of referee, Eddie, whatever his last name is, the referee for this match, the way he quickly got out of the ring through the ropes before they hit the corner, and the way he sold the bump, give bro his flowers to that because he sold that very well. So kudos to him. Obviously, I knew it was coming, but I did like how the way they shot it.
Yeah, they I will the camera work was great. Whoever was on the camera clapped up for you. Because you could tell that something was coming that they didn't want us to see. And then, yeah.
I guess I'm fine with it because, like, again, like as we talked about, it was a toss-up of like, okay, Punk's coming back, but just in what capacity? Again, is he going to help Drew win and like hold it over him, saying, I'm the reason you're champ? Or again, is he going to cost him? And it just him being a ref specifically just gave me vibes of the Attitude Era, of like they kind of did stuff like that. But I don't know how to feel about that. Like I guess that's where I'm kind of like you. Like I'm a little indifferent on that aspect in the sense. But the low blow. shoving his face, and just now the iconic shot of like Punk like this, and like that fan is right there giving the double fingers. I mean, it's like that. We'll definitely remember that. And it's not like Priest asked for his help. I mean, to Michael Cole's point, obviously in the character in the moment, like Priest didn't know what was going on, just saw the opportunity and beat him. So,
Dude,
but I
when
think Drew is gonna hold Raw hostage tonight. At the
oh, for
time we're
sure.
recording this, Raw's actually about to start. But the Scottish psychopath is gonna come back and then some.
For
Like
sure.
he's gonna want to murder Punk.
Yeah. Do we think we get Punk tonight or no?
Possible.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm fine with the way they did it. It's not like I loved it. It's not like I hated it. I'm just fine with it. I will say though, the last Claymore that Drew hit on Damien, I thought it was wraps. I thought it was done. And then he kicked out. And I was like, okay, we're gonna get Punk. And then that was a great South of Heaven from Priest in the match. That was beautiful. But yeah, man.
The Claymore through the barricade was a pretty creative spot.
That was crazy too. That was good too. I forgot about that. That was pretty good. That was pretty good. I don't
Yeah,
know.
I would
It's
just say
just
just overall, I think Clash of the Castle was just a B. I mean, like
nah. Give that. It was a C. It's a C, bro. It's a
really.
C.
Well, I mean, again, I didn't think it was dog water. I mean, just the matches were overall fine, and I think it was just really just a pay-per-view just to move stories forward. I think that's what we're probably gonna remember it by. Because like Clash of the Castle 2 years ago, we remember it like I mean, the S tier matches were Gunther and Sheamus and Roman and Drew that year. But looking back at Clash of the Castle 2022, first off, it had more matches on the card, which sometimes again quantity over quality. But that night, quantity and quality had a good mix because you had the tag team match of Edge and Ray versus the Judgment Day, but then Dom turned on Ray. You had Seth and Matt Riddle, which was a good one. Again, Gunther and Sheamus literally got 5 stars. Roman and Drew was an absolutely solid main event. I can't remember any other matches from that night, but I mean, I just remember, I'm like, wow, this is a really, like, at that time when Clash of the Castle 2022 happened, I'm like, this is the best pay-per-view under Triple H. Like oh,
That was yeah.
like at the time, of course, because then we got Elimination Chamber, WrestleMania, so on and so forth. But yeah, I just don't think we're gonna like just like the first one, we're not gonna remember for the matches, we're just gonna remember for the stories being moved forward
Yeah,
for a
for
lot of
sure.
stories, like with Gable and Alpha Academy and Punk and Drew.
I'm not even gonna remember this from for the Cody match.
Vaguely. I mean, but it also came first, right? And then the Punk thing happened in the main event, so. But yeah, I mean, we apologize for our lack of energy. That's just kind of how we felt, you know. Like we're crazy excited during the hype moments, but nonetheless.
Yeah, I don't know, bro. I don't know, man. I'm just very, I don't know. It was okay. Like, it was okay. It was okay. I don't know what else to say. It's just like you said, we got what we needed to continue the stories.
I just miss Roman, man.
Yeah, that's kind of how I'm feeling too, you know? Kind of how
Because
I'm feeling.
very quickly before we wrap up, you want to see Cody and Solo? Are you intrigued by that
No,
at all?
I don't. Why? Oh, wait, we forgot to talk about that. Why would they even do that? Like, what is the point, bro? That actually kind of made me mad. 'Cause like, why are we even teasing that? 'Cause what are we doing that for? It doesn't make any sense.
Solo wants to be the next tribal chief.
No, bro. I do not want to see Solo versus Cody.
I'm not absolutely hyped for it, but I think there are two good points I can make for it to happen, just for one match. Cody was the first guy to beat Solo on the main roster. Solo cost Cody the match at WrestleMania 39, so there's already a little bit of history there.
Yeah, but like,
However,
we're just gonna
I
have
guess I
Solo
don't.
lose when he's supposed to be the tribal chief right now.
But that's the point, is that like he's not going to be on Roman's level. Yeah, but you make a good point. Maybe it is setting Solo up for failure, and maybe it's not even going to happen. I mean, some people are already saying Solo's not ready for the main event scene, which I get where they're coming from. Randy and KO came out. There's probably going to be a six-man tag, and then that's probably when the Randy and Cody feud's going to happen for SummerSlam.
Okay, I can see it. You know, we were like, I think I'm done with Nice Randy Orton, you know? I think I've had enough.
Oh yeah. We've talked about this a thousand. I mean, I remember seeing a post that said Randy used to come out and kiss people's wives and punt people in the skull and then do this.
Literally.
So yeah, I mean he'll I feel like almost every wrestler is a better heel. Keyword almost. Obviously, some people are just meant to be faces, but heels are more realistic.
They are.
Heels bring out better character work.
They do.
And just, I feel like almost most of the times, heels are really just being themselves. Now, I don't think Randy would actually obviously punt old men like he did to He
Oh,
Who
there's
Shall
definitely
Remain.
something unhinged in him if you pushed him to the edge.
Oh, like it is a real life thing that Randy Orton at one point had anger issues. He did,
Okay, yeah.
I think he's been vocal about it. But like, yeah. So like you said, like there's some truth to it. Just like the Tribal Chief character, there's some truth to that of how Joe and Oahe is. But yeah, man,
Who
heels are
said
just.
it? Someone said wrestling's characters are just their personality turned up to 1,000. Forget who
Sounds
said
vaguely
that.
familiar. I just don't remember. So yeah, I think Randy will most likely be obviously turn heel on Cody, but to your point, it'd be a very interesting route if it was Cody that turned on Randy
That's what I'm
instead.
saying. Like, Cody Rhodes is a great heel. Like he has, like he already looks like a prick if you were just to just see him and not know him as like the fun-loving Cody Rhodes. So it would just be great. It would be great.
I will say this, if Cody's not going to turn heel, which I don't think he will, at
He
least
won't.
not for like the next year, if he's going to be champion, especially if he's going to be the next John Cena as the face of the company. Well, John never turned heel when he was the face of the company. So, but I just want to see Cody just be more aggressive. You know, like
Yeah.
we saw him be a little aggressive on the mic towards Logan. He was more aggressive in this match. I want to see him be more aggressive on both ends. Like not necessarily turn heel, but just be more aggressive, man. Flame people. Like even on this build up, like him and AJ had some good exchanges on the mic.
AJ kind
So
of
we,
murdered him that last promo,
yeah, he did, to be honest. But hey, Cody murdered with the steps.
Very true,
But
very true.
so just I just want him to be more aggressive.
Yeah, like you can still be a face Cody and still be like me. Nothing wrong with that, you know.
Yeah.
Don't have to be crying every Nothing
Mm.
wrong with crying. Men can cry, but it just gets boring after a while, Cody. That's all we're saying. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, as I've said before, I don't mind. I never minded him getting emotional when it's genuine. You can tell, like when he came back
Yeah.
after WrestleMania 38 and like said had that Dusty was his hero, you can hear his voice breaking. And you know what? I respect that. The man looked up to his father. His father was a legend. Like when it was genuine, do what you gotta do, bro. But like when they're like, all right, Cody, and then what you're gonna do is you're gonna get emotional and you're gonna cry and then you're gonna talk about this and then you're gonna cry some more like when it's like pre-planned, like bro, like let the emotions come out naturally. It's like that, if anything, that makes for better moments and better promos, not forced.
But yeah, man, Raw is starting in about 2 hours, so we'll see what happens
At the
at
time of
the
this
Hall.
recording it is, and we're kind of rambling at this point and getting off track, so I think that's when we need to probably call it a wraps and go watch some Raw.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, man, Clash of the Castle. Those are our thoughts. Let us know in the comments what you guys think. Maybe I'm just smoking. Maybe I'm just having hot takes. I don't know. I just didn't think it was that great.
Oh yeah, my dad. I mean, to each their own. If you guys loved it, let us know why you loved it. If you just absolutely hated on it, which didn't exist, tell us why. We'd love to hear about it in the comments below and discuss with you guys as well. Our opinions are not the right opinions; they're just ours. But yeah, man. We hope you guys enjoy Clash of the Castle as much as you can. And hey, we got Money in the Bank to look forward to now. Appreciate you guys. I'm CJ McClure, and thank God for wrestling, man.
Sir, Johnny King, man. Thank God for wrestling. Make sure to like, comment, subscribe, and we'll see you on the next one. Peace.